seed.
Okay. Do they make distinctions in, among peaches depending on how they come off that seed?
Yeah, they call them freestones or clings.
Okay, okay, great. And did your mother ever cook up fruit and take the juice and make something?
Jelly.
Okay.
And jam.
Okay. You mentioned apples. Did she ever grind up apples and make anything?
Yeah, she used to make applesauce.
Okay. What kind of meat did y'all eat when you were little, growing up?
Oh, my dad loved pork, and we ate a lot of beef.
Okay. What kind of pork? Just types of beef.
Well, he liked bacon, and he liked the what they call fat back.
Okay, great.
And, of course, you don't hear that as much here as you do in Missouri, you know.
Yeah. What would they call it here? Would they call it salt pork?
Or? Salt pork, probably.
Yeah.
That's what they'd call it here.
Okay.
He used to call it fat back.
Did y'all ever eat dried beef?
Jerky?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, my son loves it.
Oh, does he?
Uh-huh.
Did, would they ever take, did y'all raise cattle or hogs or anything like that?
In Kansas and Missouri, but not in Georgetown.
No. Would they ever take the head of a hog and make anything?
Head cheese.
Okay. Is that what they would have called it?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have, I was wondering if you knew anything about the milking process, if you ever saw them milk cows.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that process after they get the milk in the pail. What do they have to do with it before it's ready to drink?
Well,
did they have to pour it through something?
We used to put it in a separator, but I was so little that I don't remember.
Yeah.
They never let me
mess
around with the separator much.
I see.
But I do remember that they would put it in and leave it set overnight, and then the cream would come out one spigot, and the milk would come out another, and they'd call it skim milk.
Okay, great.
And they'd let that sour, and they'd make clabber milk, and they would take the cream and make butter.
Okay. With the clabbered milk, what would they make out of it?
Cottage cheese.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We used to just sprinkle sugar on it and eat it. We loved it.
Good.
And you know, I bought some Weight Watchers yogurt, and it tasted just like clabber milk.
Did it really?
Just like I remember it. But like I said, that's been over 50 years ago. I may have forgotten.
Yeah. Well, no, good things I don't think you forget. I think you remember. I was wondering if, before they put it in the separator, did they have to pour the milk like through cheesecloth to...
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah. Do they?
And mother used to have... She would take the cheesecloth and put it around the pail that they milked into and pour it through the cheesecloth into the separator.
And what would that do? That would...
strain it.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Okay. What about breads? Can you remember breads that your mother would make?
Oh, yes.
What kind?
She used to make, she called it light bread.
Light bread.
She used white flour and Fleischmann's yeast and sugar and salt and a little shortening of some kind. Sometimes she'd use butter and sometimes she'd use lard.
Uh-huh.
And then as I grew older, she used Crisco. After it became more popular.
I see. Light bread. Did she ever make cornbread?
Mm-hmm.
She did.
Yeah, she
did.
Cornbread.
Is that what people would have called it?
Uh-huh.
Cornbread.
Yeah, cornbread.
Okay. What do people call soft drinks around here? They call them a generic name, would they call them?
Pop, usually.
Okay.
I have a lady friend who is from Missouri, and she calls them soda. Yeah, and the kids, she always asks the kids if they want a soda.
Mm-hmm. But most people say
pop. Most people say pop.
Okay. And can you remember growing up if there was a lot of illegal alcohol grown in this area? Like?
No, but by the time I came here, I only know of one still that was up Bard Creek over above Empire. And when my husband and I were dating, they had that still up there. And he and a bunch of kids went up and swiped some of it, and it wasn't ready. He almost died.
Oh, really? Poisoned. Yeah.
Poisoned him. Mm-hmm. And that's the only one I know of.
What do they call that stuff?
Bootlegging.
Bootlegging.